Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the Dale and Keith Show.
I'm guaranteeing the Boston Celtics win tonight. Hello. Welcome back. Looks like you got some rest. Jaylen Brown.
Remember where you are, so you remember where you are.
Dale Arnold.
You know, they crucified Martin Luther King for speaking about peace and social integration. They're still going to talk shit. I know what I stand for.
What? No!
Rich Keith.
Did you go to the Chargers?
It's Tennessee.
For the Las Vegas Raiders.
Leave Tom Brady's name out your mouth.
Dale and Keith, middays.
Can you really walk away from Ryan Tannehill?
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number two, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. At some point today, we'll touch, obviously, on Tom Brady and wither Tom Brady. I will tell you that somebody on the Boston Public Garden Lagoon stomped out the letters, Stay Tom, in the snow.
He got to work.
Tom Brady included it in his Instagram story and wrote, Love you all, heart, heart.
Ooh, good sign. Nice job by whoever did that.
That sounds like a goodbye to me.
Oh, no.
It sounds like
negative.
What?
A goodbye.
Sounds like a goodbye. I love you all.
I love you
Thank
all.
Thank you so much for what you've done.
Thank you for your time and support. No. I'm now going to play for
Don't
somebody else.
Don't forget me when I play for somebody else.
But that's got to feel pretty good because you're out there kind of, I mean, let's be honest, like an idiot making a message in the snow. But then for it to get back to Tom Brady, you got to feel pretty big time, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty, because you're out there like, well, like, who's even going to see this? Turns out Tom Brady saw it. Now, that might not convince him of anything. But at least you know you got him the message.
Yep.
Yeah, so not bad.
And he included it on his Instagram story.
Pretty significant.
So there you go.
Pretty big deal.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. By the way, speaking of Brady, just interjecting real quickly here. So the Miami Dolphins have made a number of changes in their coaching staff. They made it official yesterday. Chan Gailey will be calling the offensive plays
what
for the Dolphins.
That?
It's a rejection of Tom Brady as the quarterback.
Because that's where I thought he was going to go. And I guess I'm not going to completely run away from it just yet, but that doesn't help my case.
No.
What the hell are you bringing Chan Gailey out of the grave for?
Like, well, you must be some kind of crazy person.
Why on earth would you bring him? So, Chan Gailey was the Jets offensive coordinator in 2015 and 16. After that, who knows?
Yeah.
He was Bills head coach before that, was he not?
Yes, he was. In 10, 11, and 12.
And that always went so well.
But, like, what? So you got this guy who's 68 years young, and he is, what, out of football for 3 years? And you're like, you know who could probably call some good plays for us? Do you guys remember Chan Gailey? They're like, yeah, I mean, I guess.
Sort of.
The name sounds familiar. He was actually the Dolphins.
Grandpa!
He was actually the Dolphins offensive coordinator 20 years ago. Like four jobs later.
He's back, baby.
I don't get it. I really don't understand. But
that's not gonna help their selling job.
I don't think so. Chan Gailey though.
There's an interesting story behind this, Nickel.
Brady's like, listen, we're going to run my offense. I can't stand listening to stories about when you coached Jay Fiedler back in the day. That's not going
to
help us.
You know, Jay used to be able to throw this ball.
Jay could throw off his back foot. Like, could he? I doubt it.
All right, let's get back to the call. 617-779-7937. And we will have Kiefer Madness at 1230 today because it's Tuesday.
That's a promise.
And there's something else that happens on Tuesdays, but I can't remember what it is.
Oh, I'll tell you what it is.
Oh.
Shime is going to serenade the listener with his honey-soaked voice at about 1:55.
Your body was soaked in honey last night.
Oh,
his
more
voice
than my body.
Is soaked in it.
Head to toe, I have...
We jarred it up to her and used the same honey.
It's the same honey. Yeah, I mean, we recycle on the show. Same honey. Do you already know what it is, Shime, or is it a game-time decision?
It's a surprise.
No, but you know what it is.
You don't have to tell me what it is.
I don't.
Oh, it's a surprise even to
me,
you.
Yeah.
Oh, great. He's put zero prep time into this.
Inspiration will hit
I'm
me
sure
at some
go
point.
Great.
Sometimes that's the best, though.
Choose like your own adventure, karaoke.
I can't wait. John's just going to play a track, and then he has to sing
I'm just going
to
go.
That's challenging. That's good stuff.
Name that tune.
Okay. I'll play that. I'll play along.
All right. That's coming up at about 145, 150. Mark's in Medford. Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Hey, thanks for giving me the mental picture of Keith soaked in honey. I'll never get that out of my head.
It drips more than you think.
Anyway, I want to be the first one to start the Keithspiracy.
Let's hear it.
Did Dustin Pedroia really suffer a setback? Or... here it comes. Did he get implemented with Alex Cora and the Red Sox don't want another headache, so they're just making it up?
How would he be? How would they implicate him? He wasn't here.
Yeah, he wasn't here.
They were best of friends, and he was at a lot of games this year when he didn't have to be in the dugout.
He wasn't at that many games, to be honest with you.
He was there.
Yeah, but Mark,
he was there, and him and Cora are tight.
Yeah, but he hasn't played in the last 2 years.
Yeah,
I think it's not that much of a stretch to think that he's really hurt. Because guess what? He's been really hurt this whole time. He's not coming back.
No, it's very real.
It's real.
Here's the only thing I don't know yet, and I'm going to endeavor to find this out. I asked Rich this question. If they say, listen, he wanted to come back. He's tried to come back. He can't. You know, he's just medically unable to make the return. He's going to get his money. Don't get me wrong. But if he has to retire for medical reasons, does that have a luxury tax implication?
Yeah, could
does
they
that free up
save
because
some
now
money
it's
on
insurance
this?
That's going to be paying him. It's not the Red Sox necessarily who are going to be paying him.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, either way, I think they're going to continue to try to shed some payroll, and maybe they'll be able to get out of some of this one. I'm not sure though,
and I don't know the answer either.
We'll have to have our luxury tax expert on at some point.
Is that Chime too?
Probably Bradfoe.
Oh, okay.
I think it might be Bradfoe. Shime wears a lot of hats, but he doesn't wear a baseball luxury tax hat.
Well, not yet.
No. I math pretty well, but not good enough for baseball luxury taxes.
All right. Well, thanks for chiming in.
617-779-7937. Mike's in Beverly. Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing great.
Listen, I want to bring up the fact of Cora being fired for cheating and using it. The technology way. Now, what about these guys coming up for the Hall of Fame? You got Barnes and the rest of that group that implicated for using drugs. Is that not cheating?
Yes, but what's your point? Alex Cora's not up for the Hall of Fame.
They shouldn't even be on the list.
Why?
He got fired, but these guys are going to go into the Hall
of
Fame.
Guess what? Alex Cora could potentially get into the Hall of Fame, too. It's not... what the punishment for cheating has never also said not eligible for Hall of Fame. Mike, you there?
It's eligible for being fired then.
What?
It's eligible for being fired. The guy got fired.
All right, so blame the Red Sox for firing him. That's not a Major League Baseball or a baseball writers of association who votes on the Hall of Fame.
The point is that they all cheated. They all cheated.
Yeah.
And then you got that guy who retired 2 years ago that would sit on the bench and then hit a baseball, and they think that he's a legend. Are they kidding? Are you kidding me?
I have no idea what you're talking about, Mike.
No, he's lost me.
Are you talking about David Ortiz? He's a designated hitter. That's one of the positions. He would sit on the bench, right? And then he'd go up, he'd smack a dinger,
hit the hell out of the
bases,
ball.
And then that was it. He should also be a Hall of Famer.
Reserve judgment.
So his
postseason hitters of all time.
And that too. Add that to the list. But so his point is they all cheat, so nobody should be in the Hall of Fame. My point is they all cheat, so they should all be in the Hall of Fame. That's how I look at it.
Yeah, the whole idea I would not vote for Roger Clemens for the Hall of Fame. You would, but it doesn't mean that I think he should be ineligible.
Right. It's up to the people who are voting.
Right.
And to this point, less than 75% have thought that he was a Hall of Famer. This year could change. That caller obviously feels that way. But again, because Alex Cora got canned doesn't mean that now none of them are eligible for the Hall of Fame, right? Like, that doesn't make any sense. Now, because it's a baseball rule.
If Alex Cora was eligible for the Hall of Fame, and he's not right now, but let's just say that
he is. Good start to his manager career, though.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
But
you win
right.
a World Series. You're for, so if he is, if you want to make the case that because he was fired for cheating,
right,
that he shouldn't be eligible. Well, that, you could make that argument. I understand it.
Right. Like you could make the case if you wanted to go crazy with Tom Brady. And you could say, well, the guy was suspended for four games, so he's not eligible for the Hall of Fame. Now, that would be a lunatic take, but that might be what somebody has. You remember remember how upset people were when Edelman was Super Bowl MVP?
Yes.
They're like, he shouldn't even have been playing in the playoffs because that's a baseball rule. A baseball rule is if you're suspended that season for roids or performance enhancers, you can't play in the playoffs. But it never says you're also not eligible for the Hall of Fame. Like, they put it to the voters. They could say whether he's in or not. I think it's going to affect a lot of their voting. We've already seen that. Again, Bonds and Clemens are the best examples, but there are other guys that would either get in or they would at the very least get more votes. Guys like Manny and Sheffield and Sosa, they would at least get more. I don't know if they're all in, but they would get a lot more votes, and people have been holding that against them.
I mean, I assume the previous caller is trying to make an allegation that, you know, David Ortiz is a noted steroid user. I assume that's the point he was trying to make.
He was on the list.
He was on a list that didn't necessarily mean steroids. We actually don't even know what he was on the list for.
We don't know.
He doesn't know what he was on the list for.
No, he says he doesn't.
I'm saying the story here is, and as far as we know, he never flunked a drug test.
But there is more smoke around him than some of the other guys, for example, because A-Rod and Manny and trying to think who else, those guys did test positive.
Right.
The other guys, it's kind of like eyeball test. It's kind of common sense. And some of it might be unfair.
Or it's testimony.
Well, right. But you're looking at him and you're like, I think he was. You're like,
Debbie needed that shot.
Well,
moment,
right.
But not Roger.
But again, you're leaving it up to the voters without any real hard evidence. And what we also learned about, or really every time somebody gets tested now or is positive now, it wasn't just the home run guys. It wasn't also just the power pitchers. It was little fast guys. Like Brian Roberts was on that list. Brendan Donnelly, who looks like any schlep at a bar on a Friday night. You pull him out and put him on the mound. That's what he looked like. And apparently he was on stuff too. So all the guys that were hitting 50 home runs, they got all the attention. But for a while in baseball, it didn't really matter, size, position, anything like that.
Eddie's on the cell phone. Hey, Eddie.
It's funny you say that because you're just saying that I'm thinking about Altuve. Look at that little guy.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I think Major League Baseball, I think they're getting really cute. And I think they want this to go away so bad that they're willing to cover up so much other stuff. And what I mean by that is I heard them the other day, and I got 2 points. I heard them the other day come out and make the point that now nobody can talk about anything. But Major League Baseball took the time over the weekend to say that we found no evidence that Altuve or Houston was using any type of
devices. No, they didn't say that. No, they said we're not punishing the players. They didn't say that.
Well, I read something somewhere where MLB actually came out over the weekend and actually gave a statement that said we found no evidence.
No, they did not. No, Eddie, they did not say that.
I think Altuve and Bregman said.
Well, where did I read this?
Well, you tell us. I don't know what you read.
Well, hold on. I'm going to go.
Was it The Onion?
When I find it, I'll tweet it. When I find it, I'll tweet it to you. But listen, here's the point I want to make. Listen, if MLB ends up coming out and saying we found no evidence that the Red Sox cheated, and I think that someone with the Red Sox knows for a fact that, listen, they're not going to catch us because they're not going to be able to prove it. So it's either they're not going to catch them or maybe they didn't do it. But I got to tell you, there's a lot of smoke here, and it just seems like the MLB is not going to come out and confirm anything else moving forward. I just don't think they are. That's what it seems like.
They got to say something. I mean, first of all, they got to report what Cora's punishment is. They can't just disappear.
It's not just
all
gonna,
of a sudden.
You fired him already? Yeah, we're good.
Forget it. No, he needs to be punished in some way, whether it's exactly what A.J. Hinch got, whether it's worse, I think it's an outside chance, but if it's less, I mean, they need to at least weigh in on that one. And with the Red Sox, I mean, the longer this goes on, I do feel like it's the better it is for them.
So there are conflicting reports out there.
Oh boy,
concerning this, and one includes our very own Lou Maloney.
Okay,
Lou, who is part of the OMF crew in the afternoon,
sure
of course, does Red Sox baseball
they
here on the radio
a lot of
station
news on that show.
Also works for NBC Sports Boston.
Ooh, a dual role.
So Lou Maloney on OMF had this report about Alex Cora.
Has Alex Cora sat down with Major League Baseball yet in the investigation?
No.
Wait a minute.
They haven't reached out to him. Wait, so Major League Baseball has not reached out to Alex Cora? Hold on.
You're telling me that we're talking about an investigation with the Red Sox, with Alex Cora saying, maybe I can't do it, moved on from Alex Cora, and yet Alex Cora has not sat down with the investigators of Major League Baseball to talk about this.
No.
Can I get a breaking news soundtrack?
Whose scoop is it, Glenn's or Lou's?
Well,
I feel like Glenn kind of usurped the breaking news. Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Wait a minute.
I feel like Lou had something to add there. So Lou says
Major League Baseball has not even contacted Alex Cora.
Didn't Cora tell
about
us?
What happened here?
Oh, okay.
Now, I think that's what he's saying. It was hard to tell because Glenn kind of jumped in there.
It was mostly Glenn.
Because
wait a minute.
Alex Cora said that he spoke to Major League Baseball about what happened in Houston.
It's not really semantics, I guess, because Major League Baseball has talked to Cora, right? But
yes.
Not about 2018's Red Sox team.
Yeah. So, all right. Trenny Kuznarek, who's on the early edition NBC Sports Boston,
right.
A colleague of Lou Merlone, had a different source.
Just including our own Lou Merlone, that they are hearing that the Major League Baseball investigation is not finding anything, that it's not going to be maybe as harsh as everyone thinks. My person tells me, no, they know what they did. They know they broke the rules twice. The early reporting of the punishment is going to be severe will stand.
No.
So whose person do you trust? Do you trust Lou's person? First of all, I don't know if they are conflicting. Because Lou just said that they haven't talked to Cora. Trenny's person says that he is going to get punished severely like it was initially intended. Could both still be true? Right?
Yes. I find it.
Wait a minute.
I mean, you would think that they would not punish Cora for what happened here without speaking to him.
You might want to talk to him first.
I mean, I'm
He's
guessing.
He's available probably right now.
Lots
for an
of time
interview.
On his hand
any,
right
anytime,
now.
Anytime. You could probably pick up the phone, talk to Alex Cora.
It would seem a little unfair that if they leveled some punishment against him for what happened here,
right.
And they didn't even bother to give you an opportunity to address the accusations or refute them.
Yeah, that's weird. Because you can't just take the three sources that were in the Athletic article, Ken Rosenthal and Evan Drellick,
right.
Take those three sources and say, this is it, case closed. That's not how it works. So you got to talk to Cora. You got to talk to others involved here with the Red Sox and see. Now, this whole thing might be kind of like a giant, I don't know if you want to call it a gray area or a loophole, where the Red Sox might be guilty of something, but it's not going to be easily proven.
Yes.
There's no trash can. There's no smoking gun, Dale. Let's put it in that perspective. There's no smoking gun here. But it doesn't mean they did everything on the up and up. But it also might lead you to why J.D. Martinez was so confident during winter weekend, where he's like, yeah, do the investigation. You're not going to find anything. Because some people are better at covering their tracks than others. Right?
Yes.
The Astros were kind of sloppy with it. Can't be banging trash cans and expect people to get away with it.
Now the question,
Red Sox, maybe they have a different method.
Suck on it.
The question we had all along was, if in fact Major League Baseball is unable to prove what happened here, they've got reports, but they can't really put their finger on it.
It seems flimsy.
To the previous caller, Eddie, who said, well, Major League Baseball said they had nothing on Bregman or Altuve. What they said was, when it comes to the little electronic Band-Aid devices,
yeah.
They could find no evidence of that.
Right, no evidence. That's maybe they flushed them.
Of the little Band-Aid buzzer things.
Yeah.
They did not say, oh, no, they're clear. They did nothing wrong. No, they didn't say that.
No, they didn't.
They said they couldn't find evidence of the little buzzer things. If ultimately Major League Baseball says, look, we've heard about things in Boston, but I got to be honest with you, we tried. We couldn't pin anything. Then the logical question for everybody here is, what's his punishment? How could it be more severe than A.J. Hinch got? And if it's the same as A.J. Hinch got, should the Red Sox have moved on from it?
They should not have. I think they really screwed that up if, in fact, it's only 1 year. Or maybe even less, right? Because he's the manager. A.J. Hinch is the manager. So
right.
He's over. So even if the other guy's the
smashed
mastermind,
the monitors, he didn't like it.
He didn't like it. That's true. He obviously put his foot down. He had no power over the room, but he was able to smash monitors. But for 1 year, because don't you think they're more likely to hire a bridge manager, interim manager, whatever you want to call it. They're more likely to do that for a year, kind of reassess. Maybe they trade away bets or they trade away Price. So you're going to start to get sort of a new look Red Sox. It's going to feel like that World Series team was 100 years ago. But if in 2021 you want to have your best chance of winning a bunch of games, wouldn't it be with Alex Cora versus whoever's the candidates right now? And I thought that they looked more guilty by firing Cora. I know some thought.
It's like they thought there was something coming.
But they
kept
telling us to reserve judgment the whole time. And you're like, well, why? Are you guys reserving judgment? Why wouldn't
you
wait? Seems
like you sort of jumped here.
And it seemed like they just took their cues from Houston, and who fired AJ Hinch, didn't want to stand by a year. They're only missing their manager for a year, just like Sean Payton with the Saints.
Firing him.
They fired him. The Mets didn't know what to do, so they got rid of Carlos Beltran.
Reserve judgment.
I think the Mets had a pretty good idea that Carlos Beltran was intimately involved with the whole process.
But so if he was only doing that in as a player, though, again, they weren't going to punish the players, it doesn't seem like. Altuve and Bregman are going to skate on this, so wouldn't Beltran have skated too? If I was the Mets, I'd be pissed. Or if I was the Mets fan, I'd be saying, well, you wanted Beltran. He seems to be a great mind for baseball, former Met, all this stuff. Like, he could be really good. And he hasn't even been punished, and you're just going to cut ties with him? Red Sox, actually, it's even worse because you've already won a World Series with this guy. You know he's a good manager. The players like him. The ownership seems to love him. And they can him, which makes you think, all right, well, something was going on with the 2018 team.
Now, I guess you could play the game here that Lou is correct. The Major League Baseball hasn't talked to Alex Cora yet because, generally speaking, the guy who is the ultimate target of your investigation is the last guy you talk to. That you get all your other ducks in a row, you get all your other reports, and then it's, okay, Alex, time to talk to you now. Ultimately, when Major League Baseball announced the punishments for A.J. Hinch and Jeff Luhnow, they said Alex Cora's name was in the report 11 times, but we're going to reserve Alex Cora's punishment until we complete the Red Sox investigation. If at the end of the Red Sox investigation, Major League Baseball has to say, we got nothing.
Yeah.
We tried. We got nothing. Well, then you cannot justify suspending Cora for more than A.J. Hinch got.
Right.
It's got to be the exact same thing.
And then if you're the Red Sox, you look stupid. Or like you got duped or something. Or it goes back to the Keefspiracies that callers were calling in last week and this week saying they're going to kind of pin it on Cora. They want this thing to be an isolated incident to only one tainted World Series. They're going to the managers are going to pay the price, and then they're going to try to move on. They're going to hope that in the 2020 season, nobody talks about stealing signals. They're going to put down a rule. They're saying, listen, our game, which is losing fans by the day anyway, we can't have anybody thinking that the results of the games aren't on the up and up. So we're going to really just focus this, punish this team, and then move on. And, you know, the Red Sox, Mets, you guys need to get rid of these guys, at least for now, and let it cool down for a couple of years.
So a texter says, if Major League Baseball ultimately says, we tried, we couldn't find anything in Boston. You know, like Dan Roach's tweet, there's not anything there. If that happened, if Major League Baseball comes out with their Boston report and ultimately says, we tried, we couldn't find anything, what are the chances the Red Sox rehire Alex Cora?
They should.
A year from now.
They absolutely
presumably
should.
He'd be suspended for a year like A.J. Hinch was.
Yeah, they should. Unless they happen to hire a guy who everybody likes and is really good and you don't just want to, you know, blow him out of there. But they should. They absolutely should bring him. If the Dolphins can bring back Chan Gailey.
Well, I don't think it's quite the same.
A little different,
yeah.
I guess.
Unless Chan was, you know, illegally signaling plays in.
No, they should. I mean, the best man for the job. The best available managers right now are probably Alex Cora, A.J. Hinch, and Carlos Beltran.
Well, I don't know about Beltran. Yeah, he's never managed a game in his life.
I'd take my chances with Beltran, though. I feel like he knows the game. He's willing to do whatever it takes to win. That's the kind of guy I'm looking for.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. We've got Kiefer Madness coming up just about an hour from now at 12:30. We'll get right back to the calls with you after we trend.
Finch and Core.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon, now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Now back to Dale and Keith, WEEI.
Well, what does it feel like for the Red Sox to be under investigation?
I mean,
you've been here for a couple of years.
You know, it sucks. It's, I'm going to be honest with you, it does suck. But you know what? I think, I know I'm excited for the investigation to get over with, just so they can see that there was nothing going on here.
What would it go find?
I believe that, yes.
So we said yesterday when we first played that cut from J.D. Martinez at their winter weekend in Springfield, he better be right when he says, I think they're going to find nothing. Well, if he's right,
great.
No problem.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
If he's wrong, it's Rafael Palmeiro all over again. I mean, not quite as over
maybe
the top.
Maybe not the finger wagging.
No, but I mean, it's in that ballpark anyway, right? Yeah. You're talking about a guy that was so adamant and was like, listen, we didn't do anything wrong, and then it's proven that you did. But I think J.D. Martinez is pretty confident in either two things. One, they straight up didn't do anything, or two, if they did, it's going to be really hard to prove. Yep. Maybe impossible to prove, and that's why he feels this way. But I would feel a lot better about the 2018 Red Sox season and World Series title if the team didn't get rid of Alex Cora, right? Because if Alex Cora did something wrong with somebody else.
I'll play it out for you, yeah. And I may be completely out to lunch here.
Yeah,
but
could be.
First of all, it was a mutual parting of the ways, Rich.
Thank you, Dale.
Which means
I read that too.
Which means apparently Alex Cora went to them. If you read Alex Spears' piece,
yeah, he said, "I can't do it,
guys. You can't have me. I mean, you can't have me here. I'll be such a distraction."
Yeah, yeah, no, that's a good point.
You got to get rid of me.
That's
here.
Definitely what happened. Yeah, he demanded to leave.
I don't believe that either. No,
guys, I got to go. I want all my money, by the way, and I won't say anything bad about the team, and I won't do all this other stuff. Yeah, that part I don't believe. No, I think they were looking at it like he was going to get suspended for more than a year just from the Houston stuff. And if that's the case, I guess that'd be the one way the Red Sox might be able to have it both ways, is if Major League Baseball steps in and suspends him 2 years and they say it's only for Houston. If that comes out,
yep,
that we found nothing in Boston, it's all Houston, but he was so in charge of this whole thing, none of it would have happened without him. This, and we take it so seriously that he has 2 years. That would be the only way where I think they could be justified in both of their, hey, reserve judgment approach, but also we had to get rid of him, and we got rid of him now because we knew 2 years was coming, and yep, because we had to jumpstart our search for the next manager. That's the only way. Because if it's a year or less, then I would have stuck by him. Or if it's found out that they did something here, then they also look stupid. Like, they look just as dumb as J.D. Martinez if they're all up there on the panel being like, hey, reserve judgment, this is all about Houston. Well, all right, we'll see.
And I've asked this question about a dozen times since all of this came down. What's in this for Alex Cora? If the deal here is Major League Baseball says, hey, sacrifice him and we'll let you off the hook here, we'll say we couldn't find anything in Boston. What's in it for Cora?
Maybe that's what's in it. First of all, he'll get paid in full, right? So that's in it for him. He gets the rest of his manager contract and salary. And then also, yeah, your 2017 title is tainted, but that was when you were a bench coach.
Right.
Your 2018 title, which I would imagine means more to you because you were the skipper,
manager,
then that one's on the up and up, right? That would be the only thing I can think of in line for him. And people are pretty forgiving. People do offer second chances, but it's just right now going into this season, Hinch, Beltran, Cora, you guys are all out. You guys are all out for this season.
Go.
But 2021 rolls around, I don't know, they might get some interviews. 2022, oh, people forgot about that. People are going to forget about this in like a month.
So if the Red Sox, and we'll just play it out here, if the Red Sox offered Ron Renicki the job, Ron, we want you to be the next manager of the Boston Red Sox, and they hold the press conference, and he puts the jersey on nice, and the nice hat image. And all that stuff.
Yep.
Is it with the knowledge that a year from now, sorry, Ron, you're back to bench coach?
Can they really bring back Cora? I mean, I guess sports are weird, right? We've seen a lot of odd things.
They are weird.
We've seen a lot of odd things over the time. So maybe you could, but I don't know. Why wouldn't you just keep him then, right? Why don't you just keep him? And then that manager knows, all right, I'm the interim manager, right?
Yeah.
It was like when Torey Lovullo was filling in for John Farrell when John Farrell was getting his cancer treatments. He got the
exactly
I'm the guy
what dealing
until
with.
Farrell comes back, and then it's his job, and this is how it works. Whereas now you're like, he's gone, he's out of the organization, but then they're still having like meetings, being like, you know what, we could bring back is Alex Cora. We know he works. I don't know, that one, that would be a bit of a stretch.
I mean,
I think it'll probably depend on what happens with all of these potential findings through the investigation.
Assuming that they don't come out with some bombshell report from Major League Baseball that Boston was doing it worse than anybody and Cora was in the middle of it, in which case he's probably going to get a substantially longer than a year suspension. Assuming that's not the case. Assuming the Dan Roach report, what he's hearing whispers of, they're trying, but they can't find anything. Our assumption is you'll see him manage again, right?
I think so.
Now, if the Boston thing is bad, he may never manage again.
True. But don't you think if it was really bad, we'd know by now? I feel like maybe not. I feel like the longer it takes, the better it looks for the Red Sox. It's sort of like the stupid Spygate 2 Electric Boogaloo with the Patriots. No punishment yet. It's because they're like, they can't connect
yet.
It. They have nothing. That's why, because they have nothing. And they just keep going through. Because you had the article written, this was now weeks ago, right? The Ken Rosenthal Evan Drellick article. That was a while ago. And so you think there'd be some sort of follow-up. We got all the suspensions there in Houston. You would think that this Red Sox thing would be closing at some point soon.
617-77. All these investigations go longer than we think,
though.
That's
true.
All of them. I mean, even Houston went longer. The one that didn't go very long was reportedly the little, you know, Band-Aid buzzer thing.
Yeah, that's true. They sniffed that out right away, whether they
that
really
took like
got
a
to the
day
bottom
or so.
Or
nope, nothing here. We're good.
Do you think it's one of those things where the people they have investigating are paid by the day, and so they're like, well, we don't really need to wrap it up today. We got more per diem.
We got lunch coming in tomorrow from Davio's.
We just write all this stuff off till the investigation's over. It's like, did you really have to stay at the Four Seasons? I mean,
well,
you live
yes,
right down
of
the hall
we
here.
Did.
Yeah, well, I know. We wanted to focus. We didn't want to get distracted at home.
Yeah, my phone could be ringing. You don't know.
That's a good point.
617-779-7937. Ralph's in Cranston. Hey, Ralph.
Good morning, guys. I mean, I don't know about the Lovullo comparisons. To me, this is almost like when you read the paper about someone who's suspended with pay when they're looking into something about wrongdoing. But, you know, guys, I don't understand why anyone would say or even think about not getting rid of him right now and say that was probably for the club the best thing they could have done. Can you imagine between spring training, imagine going into Houston, imagine going into the Yankees and all the catcalls. Cora would have been, like, tortured on the road. And you know what? This would have just snowballed.
He wouldn't have been on the road. What do you mean?
He'd
probably missed the whole season, Ralph. He wouldn't have missed the whole... Can I go, or are you just going to go?
I just don't think it made any sense.
Does he have the earpiece in?
I can't hear you.
Look, it flows a little bit of water.
Do you have, like, both ends of the phone working right now?
And I got to tell you...
No,
not even a little bit. No, we just talk into it. I mean, it's clear, but I would love to have like a little bit of a back and
so
forth.
Successful with it, he was the architect of it. Helped them win a world championship.
It's a pre-recorded message.
I would love to. I mean, it's just all scripted.
Oh, that's a good answer though. Could have been pre-recorded. He could have just hit play.
Maybe
prove it or not. I mean, it's like OJ.
It's like zero back and forth.
He's
like,
guilty.
We're having a whole thing.
He just said something about OJ.
Yeah, I don't know.
Here's what he did. He once he said yes, he took the phone like this and he just started talking into the end of
it
like this. And he didn't have the earpiece up to
nothing.
His ear. No,
I want to let him keep going to his OJ point, but I wanted to have a back and forth because he goes.
That was tremendous.
I don't know why anybody wouldn't get rid of Cora. So I was going to respond because I wouldn't have, and we could have had a back and forth. But it was literally, I'm like, you're not calling the Jim Rome show. You can go have back and forth with us. No, Rome's like, call her, go down the hall, grab a lunch, come back. You're like, good take, strong in the hole.
Just snowballed.
He wouldn't have been on the road. What do you mean?
Said, you know,
he probably missed the whole season, Ralph. He wouldn't have missed the whole. What are you trying to go or are you just going to go?
No, it,
he just telling you. It was recorded. It was a pre-recorded.
He started talking like this. He's just talking into the end of the phone. Didn't have the other part up to his ear.
Right. No.
Well, that does. It cuts down from the distractions.
I know.
But he's still talking.
I have no problem with like a back and forth. Like you can have a conversation, right? When you call in, or do you just want to like call in, spit your fire take, and then jump out?
No, normally you want someone to I don't know. Yeah,
right. Be like maybe
counter your take a little bit.
Maybe you can sway me a little bit. Maybe allow me to.
Oh yeah, that's gonna happen.
He was about to convince you OJ was innocent.
Sway you?
That's happened once.
He's gonna sway you?
Yeah. Well, maybe not. But I could sway him.
Maybe.
I think I probably would. I would have learned him quite.
Or you could have gotten in a yelling match. Who knows?
Could have screamed. It could have hollered at him.
You wouldn't have done that.
No, I don't even think he would have heard it.
That's he was saving himself. He thought he was going to get yelled
bizarre.
At.
I mean, so don't do that. As we're, you know, not
we
to
have
be...
now been put on hold and had pre-recorded messages played over the phone.
I would rather be put on hold than just have somebody railroad the conversation like that. Not to be preachy, right? Yeah. Like we don't need to tell the callers what to do. But when you call in, by all means, have your take ready to go. But you know what? There might be a follow-up question.
We might interject.
There might be a discord that could happen. Yeah, that was frustrating because I wanted to explain to him why I thought you should keep Cora because he was just like, oh, you know, you get rid of him. And he's talking about the cat calls. Yeah, I'm sure Cora was so worried about some kid in Minnesota.
Hey, Cora,
like,
you cheat!
Hey, Cora, you're filming the signs! Yeah, how would you ever deal with that?
That's me at every sporting event I go to.
What, you yell at the manager for stealing signs?
Every other opposing team for anything I can think of.
What are you, signs?
I do research ahead of time.
Hey, Cora, stay out of the video booth! Like, yeah, he'd never be able to recover from that.
In the fetal position down at the end of the dugout. I can't do it.
Hey, Cora, tell him it's a curveball! You're like, what? They'd give that up 2 seconds. A month into the season, nobody would care. Cora's going to be a manager again, maybe 2022. He's going to be the skipper somewhere.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. I know that because we have a new football league that begins play here in a few weeks, you know, we've talked a lot about potential
rules. They got some good
rules. Changes.
They got some really good rules.
There's a rule change that's being experimented with by the National Football League.
Let's
see if you like it when we come back. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now back.
Don't bleep and sugarcoat this, Arnold.
To Dale and Keith.
Why are we yelling?
This is WEEI.
So the Pro Bowl is coming up, not this weekend, but the following weekend.
This Sunday. Save the date. Pro Bowl.
They've got a couple of rule changes that they're going to try out at
flags?
The Pro Bowl. Like that. One is, and it's kind of a weird thing, where it's not going to be considered a false start or flinch by a flexed receiver if 1 foot stays. Forget it.
Well, that's an important one.
It's too complicated.
Yeah.
But what they are going to try is this, because they're trying to do away with kickoffs. They've been trying to do away with kickoffs for a long time now. So options after a successful field goal or extra point attempt. So team A scores, okay?
Okay.
We've scored. We've got the extra point.
Feeling good about it. Maybe you did a celebration of some sort. You just scored points on the board. You're feeling good about yourself.
So they have two options. They can give team B the ball at the 25, first and 10. They begin a new series
so
of
So don't down. Even kick
don't
off.
Don't kick it
so
off.
So it's just straight up
you
like
got
a touchback.
It at 25,
a touchback.
First and 10.
So that stinks. First of all,
no kickoffs.
Like you said, they already are trying to manipulate it, and that's why they moved the kickoff line from the 30 to the 35. They also moved the touchback from the 20 to the 25. So they're really saying, hey, just take a knee. We don't want to see a Devin Hester return, which for a while in football is one of the most exciting things in football. We're getting rid of that because it's dangerous. We're still going to do it. We're still going to have kickoff teams and kick return teams, but you're almost never going to see a return anymore. And so just an automatic, that is so dumb.
So
and
now,
you're going to phase out, I mean, it's already kind of got out of the game, but like a guy like Matthew Slater.
Yep.
Right?
Well, now they're trying to do away with the onside kick as well.
Which they've also, over the years, have done that because you can only line up so many guys on a certain side. So have you seen the percentages of the onside kicks now?
Yeah.
They're in the toilet.
All right, so here, I'm team A.
Yeah.
I'm trailing by 14 points.
Okay.
I score. I get the extra point. I'm not going to give you, team B, I'm not going to give you the ball at your 25.
What are you going to do?
I get to put the ball at my 25-yard line.
Okay, so this is risky, Dale.
Fourth and 15.
You going for it?
This is my option.
Okay.
If I convert fourth and 15, I keep going.
From there.
From there.
So from the 40, essentially.
Right. So, but if I fail, you've got the ball now at my 25-yard line.
So I'll take those chances. How good's my defense?
I don't know.
Because I'll stuff you.
That's what they're trying. They're experimenting with this.
I don't hate that, the fourth and 15, but I really think they should just go back to the way it was before and do the onside kick. Stack the box, right? Get like put all 10 guys on one side, the kicker on another, and just drill. But they're just so afraid of that concussion on the onside return,
yep.
I guess. But I mean, a good hands team, you don't like to see the hands team out there making plays? Come on,
get very exciting those onside kicks.
Yeah,
it's a do or die situation.
That was the only special teams I was on in college, was the hands team. It was nice, but
so that's what they're going to try. They're going to try it out at the Pro Bowl. And obviously what they're looking at is implementing this in football next year. You don't get to onside kick it.
So that is...
You're coming from behind.
By the way,
you've scored. You've got two options. You can just give the ball at the 25, the other team's 25, or you can put it at your 25, fourth and 15.
So that is really, if you think about it, altering the game.
Yes.
That is really changing
totally
it.
Totally different.
Because... the onside kick is such a crapshoot, and yes, some kickers are better at it than others. Like, we've seen some really impressive attempts. We've seen some really embarrassing ones, right, where the ball doesn't even go 10 yards or it just goes right out of bounds or whatever else. Such a crapshoot, but everybody's kind of in the same boat. So if you mean to tell me a team is down by 15 or they're down by 14 points and they score and then they want to get the ball back, you think Patrick Mahomes has a better chance of converting fourth and 15 or a team like the Titans who, what, they're just going to hope that Henry rips off his ear. Like
for
now
15?
All of a sudden having a really good passing attack gives you such an advantage and you are now able to have a much better chance of coming back in a game. Because, I mean, you could probably pull, and I know it's not the highest percentage in the world, right? You could probably pull up fourth and longs and what do teams do on fourth and long, and it's probably not, you know, great, but it's better than an onside kick. Wouldn't you rather take your chances with Patrick Mahomes or Deshaun Watson or one of these guys, Russell Wilson, scrambling and making a play, or your kicker driving the ball into the ground and hoping it pops up 10 yards and having guys kill each other for the football? I just think if it goes in this direction, I don't know.
And
it's
if
a pretty
trying
significant change.
It here, it's because they want to implement it
right
in your league next year.
And right, and then aren't you one step further from being like, hey, you know what? All kickoffs can be like this. Because it's such a, it is a risk at the very least. So I like that. It's not like they have the ball in the 50. You have the ball in your own 25. But to start the game, maybe you go this route. Because if you wanted to, if you started the game with an onside kick, it's allowed. So why couldn't you start the game with the option to go for it on fourth and 15? I don't think a lot of teams would do it because then you give them the ball on the 25 going in. But I think we're just one step closer to guys like Josh Cribbs not having a job in the NFL because you're not going to need kickoff or kick return or anything like that.
Or kicks. Or kickers.
Maybe. I mean, you look at the XFL, the extra point system is no kickers. Now, they have field goals, so that there is a job for a kicker in the XFL.
Right.
But if you score a touchdown in the XFL, you're going for 1, 2, or 3, and it's all based with the offense. There's no even option to kick.
Yep.
So, I mean, we're getting closer to that.
I didn't realize that the game of football needed so much help. I thought it was
well. The ratings are in the tubes. No, the ratings are very good. But this is what this like pretending to be interested in safety, or is it?
Yeah, which nobody believes.
Is it just, you know what? Let's get our offense on the field more. People want to see these offenses. Like, would you rather watch the Patriots go for it on 4th and 15 from the 25, or would you rather see them attempt an onside? The answer is obviously the 4th and 15, especially with sure. the onside rules that the way they are today. What is it, like five guys have to be on one side, or yeah. is it maybe four? Whatever it is, it's very difficult to recover an onside kick now. I think the percentages are under 10, maybe even under 5. Like, it's an extremely low chance of recovering an onside kick.
Mike's in Framingham. Hey, Mike.
Hey,
Mike.
Doing. I was channel surfing. I went home for a little bit. Sure. First time I ever watched First Take. And they said, according to Gary Tangway, I was shocked that some national TV show would. They must have listened to my 5-year-old neighbor's daughter.
Hell no.
Wait, so Stephen A. Smith said, or one of those guys said, according to Gary Tangway?
Yeah, Tom Brady is embarrassed with how much money he makes. And I once I heard it was according to Gary Tangway, he could have said the sky was blue, and I still wouldn't believe it.
So
I mean, Scoops Tangway had a scoop there. He might be onto something. I don't know.
Scoops Tangway says that Brady's embarrassed by the amount of money that he
makes. That was last week. He had whole like news dump.
How did we know this?
Tangway has a guy, I would assume.
This is some BS.
No, it's not. It was Scoops Tangway. He had a Red Sox scoop and he had a Pat scoop. So he was obviously busy. You know, keeping his ear to the ground.
It was a Belichick and a Brady scoop.
Oh, there was no Red Sox one? Maybe I made that up. It was a Belichick.
Might have been, but there was a Belichick
one,
too.
He had the Belichick.
Washington and New York acquired after the Jimmy G.
And the Giants after the Jimmy G thing. And then he said Brady is embarrassed about how much money he makes compared to other quarterbacks in the league.
We got a problem!
And those guys were running with it, apparently, on First Take.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We've got Kiefer Madness coming up at 12:30. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.